You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur, and as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with, once again, Dr. Jean-Jacques Dugois, or better known as Dr. JJ, as he is affectionately known, who is a naturopathic doctor with a doctorate in pharmacy science and co-author of Herbal Medicines in Pregnancy and Lactation, an Evidence-Based Approach, first edition. Dr. JJ, welcome once again to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you very much for the reinvitation or the return. It was wonderful. I'm happy to be on again.
Likewise, certainly good to have you back. Now, for the benefit of the listeners who have not had a chance to hear your previous interview, tell us about yourself and the Liberty Clinic, which you run in Toronto.
Of course. So I'm a naturopathic doctor here in Toronto, Canada. And I run a multidisciplinary clinic. So I have people that come and see me for my naturopathic medicine skills. And what they like about that is that I combine it with my clinical pharmacology background. I have a PhD in pharmacy science as a clinical pharmacologist. So I'm the guy people come to so that they're able to take their drugs and take their natural health products at the same time. Because, like it or not, if you're on a drug, you know, a lot of times people want to take something natural. And, you know, if you want something natural, like it or not, sometimes you got to be on a drug because there's nothing else that's going to do the trick. So I'm the guy people come and see to have a nice, happy marriage. Chuckle, chuckle. Between the two. All right. So that's what people come and see me for. And I run Liberty Clinic, where I have got colleagues to support people with through IV therapy, mesotherapy, osteopathy, chiropractic, massage, acupuncture, and all that stuff. I want a really, really a good, tight quality ship here in Toronto.
And speaking of health, a major issue in the news right now is the effort, of course, in New York to ban these supersized soft drinks, which have a lot of sugar, and that's an understatement. Tell us about the threat of diabetes, the link between type 2 diabetes and obesity.
So the more you put on, particularly abdominal fat, it increases your risk of something called metabolic syndrome. When you're in metabolic syndrome, you have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, poor regulation of your blood sugar, heart attack, stroke, etc. So when you got fat, what that does is that your insulin doesn't work as well. Okay, so you start to get more insulin resistance. So what that means is that when your body's trying to take sugar out of your blood and hide it somewhere, which is the job of insulin, if you've got a lot of fat kicking around, you've got a lot of resistance. Your body resists doing this. So then sugar stays at higher levels in your blood, which is bad. So when it's these higher levels, that's when it could affect your eyes. So in the long term, it could give you blindness. It could affect your circulation. So in the long term, you may lose feeling to your feet or your hands. You may be more prone to getting an ulcer or a wound that infects and doesn't heal well. And also, too, it could affect your kidneys. So diabetes is not often a disease you go, ooh, I could feel my sugars are high. Some people do, but that's not common. It kind of just creeps up on you and creeps up on you. The weight goes on, the blood pressure goes on, the cholesterols go off. Then next thing you know, you've got some heart plaques, you've got some kidney problems. So it's a very, very sneaky disease because a lot of people think they have time and they think they have a lot of time. But, you know, the sooner you can get working on your diet and you start correcting your diabetes, you see your doc, you see your naturopathic doc, you come up with a good solid plan, and you could really, really impact the change.
That's some good advice. Now, beyond soft drinks, what are other improvements that people can make when it comes to a diet?
Oh, yeah. Well, the soft drink ban in New York is, you know, it's a good one. You know, can the mayor of New York stop people from buying two or three instead of the supersized one? No, but it's going to cost them a little bit. You know, same thing with tax on tobacco, which you guys have in the U.S. and we have in Canada, and tax on alcohol. Has it stopped smoking? Has it stopped people drinking? probably not dramatically, but at least it's shedding some issue to some people that may not realize that, you know what, maybe there's something with this. Maybe I should just give my kid a half can of Coke instead of 2 liters. So definitely avoiding the soda pops. I have patients come in and they ask me what to do to lose weight. And I ask them, well, you know, what are you drinking? Like, well, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 a day of sodas. I'm like, okay, are you drinking like a can? Or are you drinking a liter? And some are drinking 2, 3 liters of pop a day. You take that stuff out, you start to notice 15 pounds gone with very little effort.
Incredible. We are joined by Dr. Jean-Jacques Dugois, a naturopathic doctor with a doctorate in pharmacy science and co-author of Herbal Medicines in Pregnancy and Lactation, an evidence-based approach, first edition here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. JJ, share with us some success stories from your clinic once again where you've had a chance to work with patients battling diabetes.
I've seen a number of patients with diabetes, and I also ran a clinical trial in diabetes. And I could tell you diet control, diabetes is a carbohydrate disease, and a lot of diabetics like their sweets. They like their breads. They like their pastas. They like their cookies. So you got to minimize that. I'm not saying you got to take them all out, but you got to make some smart choices. So instead of a cookie, when you have a cookie with a healthy protein or have a cookie with a lot of nuts, which slows sugar getting into your blood. Instead of white bread, have a whole grain bread. Instead of pasta, have a whole grain pasta. So it's really down to choices. And with patients, I help them make educated choices for managing their blood sugar. Also supplements. Lots of supplements that could help support blood sugar. Chromium is very good. Green tea, gymnema, bitter melon, cinnamon. There's a lot of supplements out there that patients could take that'll help to manage their blood sugar, some with the drug, some without the drug. So if you carefully manage that, which is what I do at the clinic, you could have someone that's a very controlled diabetic. And the last thing, which is really important, is exercise. I had an Italian patient who ate tons at an Italian wedding, checked his blood sugar at the end of the night, and he couldn't believe how low it was. He couldn't believe how low it was. And what had happened was that he danced all night. And he said, I ate like a pig, and I expected my blood sugars to be bad, and I was prepared to pay for that. But I exercised because I danced all night, and my blood sugars were better. So you know what he does every day? Now him and his wife walk for an hour, and they've noticed a big change in their blood sugar control. So that makes a difference. It's the whole thing. You got to, you know, it's not a one-silo approach. Nutrition, exercise, and supplements all help to fix diabetes.
Personalized care is also a hallmark of your clinic. What can people expect when they visit the Liberty Clinic there in Toronto?
So when you come and see me, I want to know every piece of your medical history. I want to know what you're taking now. I want to know what you've taken in the past. If I need to bring in my colleagues, I'll bring in my colleagues so that you're telling the story only once. If you need to see the chiro or the osteo or the massage therapist, we've got a detailed plan. So we're working on your hormones. We're working on your immune system. We're working on your nervous system. So you've got the whole team working for you. That's what we want to do here. We really want this to be one-stop shopping so that everyone's talking and we're not both doing the same thing at the same time. And we're organizing things so that really you're getting pretty much the best bang for your buck. And, you know, these days we really want our bucks to go a long way.
Where's the best place that our listeners could be in contact with you online?
Best place to reach me is askdrjj.com, so www.askdrjj.com, and just shoot me an email through there. You could get find me on Contact Us at info@askdrjj.com. I'm really good at getting back to people in about a day max, 2 days maximum, and I love questions. So please feel free to shoot a question, and I'd be happy to answer it.
That sounds good. And in conclusion, what other health tips do you have for people dealing with the threat of diabetes?
Diet. Increase your protein in your diet. I notice when a lot of diabetics start doing smoothies, which are not that hard to do. You go buy some protein powder, mix in a little bit of milk, put in some fruit. Tastes just like a milkshake, but it's a milkshake that's good for you. Doing that, they start to notice much tighter blood sugar control. And supplements. Supplements make a really, really big difference. Gymnema, chromium, green tea, cinnamon, bitter melon, alpha-lipoic acid, all of these really help to manage your blood sugar control. Definitely, really, definitely, definitely make a very good difference.
It's really been good to have you back. That was Dr. Jean-Jacques Degois, naturopathic doctor with a doctorate in pharmacy science and co-author of Herbal Medicines in Pregnancy and Lactation, an evidence-based approach, first edition, out of Toronto, Canada, and the website of reference at AskDrJJ.com. Dr. JJ, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
You are most welcome, and thank you for listening.
You're very welcome, and this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.